So, Mike, what is Leatherwolf currently up to? What do you guys have going on? And talk a bit about the current happenings of the band so far.
Well, right now we just released this live CD, and we did some shows across the country last fall, summer, and just writing. I got my own studio here, and I'm just writing tunes and seeing if we can get together and make a new record. Right now, we're just living our lives. It's been busy over the holiday season for everybody, and looking for some shows, just trying to hook up on some decent shows. We're kind of in not a hiatus, but not any shows booked right now, not anything to speak of that I can say, hey, we're playing here at this date or anything, but mm-hmm. Some things in the works, some that we can't actually say the dates to until the green light is there, but unfortunately no really great news to tell you as far as some shows coming up.
Well, you have a new live album out which is part of the reason we're doing this interview. And, talk a little bit about the live album. Give some details on it, why you picked some of the songs on it, where it was recorded, and stuff like that.
Well, we recorded it at the Galaxy in Santa Ana. The reason we picked those just kind of came out the best, and that's what we had to, we felt that was the best sounding stuff and best performances and captured the vibe, and just kind of what was there. I think we have 14 or 15 songs tracked, and we just, I don't know how many's on there, 11 or so, 10 or 11, something like that. But yeah, songs we picked, we've just been playing those live lately. We were trying to sell those songs, working in new guitar players too. We didn't really have full opportunities to learn the entire catalog, and we got them up to speed as quick as we can. Rob Math and Gregor are both great guitar players, but that's a lot of information to learn for anybody to step up and pull together in a short period of time. So,
well, you just talked a little bit about a new album, writing a new album, and New World Asylum, of course, is the band's last release, which was a few years back. And what kind of timetable do you have to possibly getting a new Leatherwolf album out?
There is no timetable. There's no set date. We have to have a record out by this time. I've been busy doing my thing with Mob and my solo thing, and finding just a lot of enjoyment musically in that direction. When we get together and we jam with the Leatherwolf guys, there's some good ideas coming in, and we have not been diligent enough to make a schedule and actually, put a timetable on it and say, okay, here we go, let's record and write a record. I'm interested in writing some songs and getting into the studio and recording, but to say let's go make a record is a pretty high... it's a pretty big commitment. I'm all up for it, but realistically, with everybody's schedules, it's a tough battle to get it all together. And just first of all, songs have to come from I have to like them to play them. I have to be in love with music to actually play it. To throw some songs together, some riffs and some lyrics, just to say we have a record, doesn't really work for me. The songs really have to move me and inspire me. So, kind of waiting for that to happen a little bit. There is some really good ideas, but as far as when I feel we have a really good batch of material to say, okay, we got it, let's go record it. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
You talked in the past about writing a solo album, putting out a solo album, and what's the status on that? Do you plan on recording it? Do you have songs written for it? And talk a bit about your solo project.
I do. I have a whole other batch of tunes ready to go for another record. Just kind of juggling it all and seeing what works. Just trying to find the guys to do it. I'm playing with Mitch Perry now, and he's bringing a lot to the table for us as a band. I went through some changes musically and some experimented with some different areas that metal fans either do or don't appreciate. Some do, some don't. But it's good for me, and fills me up, motivates me, keeps me writing. I play a few different instruments, so I like to explore different styles of music as well. So nothing against the Leatherwolf thing and the metal thing, but it's a little, you know, when we do a Leatherwolf record, there's some expectations of what it should sound like, or at least, you know, live up to what we've done in the past. So you know, that's all cool and fun to do that, but to get outside of that and explore musically is kind of really where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you had any details? I mean, as far as like how many solo songs you're going to put out, and, you know, you're going to do a tour with that project and anything?
No, it's
that?
Always great to get on the road and do some songs, but, you know, my problem is I pick really good musicians that are really busy, so it's hard to get people on the road and get committed to go out and do some things. Not to mention financially of the market right now with keeping bands out on the road. But, you know, local shows around the Orange County, L.A. area is more what I'm focusing on.
Now, you had a pretty extensive tour. You played a lot of places, and, you know, it had been a long time since the Leatherwolf really went out on the road. And, you know, what was the reception like for you guys after all this time being on the road and playing a bunch of shows for you?
It was really cool, and a lot of people, like, drove from miles and miles away to see the band that, you know, never got a chance to see. We were on a lot of people's bucket list of bands they never got to see in the 80s. Because we didn't tour extensively around America. We did a little bit of it, but, you know, not as much as we should have or could have. So there was a great response of people that never saw the band before, and, you know, it was great to get out and, you know, play those areas. Actually, we played some places we never played before too, some of the outskirts. So the reception was really good. You know, it's always good to get out and play, you know, those gigs. It's just a really receptive crowd. People really appreciate it.
Michael, I've always loved the band's material. You know, the first couple of albums I thought were amazing. Street Ready was a good record. But, you know, what I found interesting is the fact that, you know, you guys had two self-titled albums in the 80s. And, you know, what's the story behind that?
Yeah, you know what? We weren't really thinking that through too much. We got signed in 84 with Enigma, Tropical Enigma. And we had an EP out, and it was Leatherwolf. We re-released it with five new songs for Japan and Europe and made it a full LP. In Europe, it was, Japan, it was called Endangered Species. But then when we got signed to Island, instead of calling it Leatherwolf 2 or something else, we felt like it was kind of a new beginning for us, and we didn't really realize what kind of following we had, because we hadn't really gone out to Europe or anything like that. We didn't realize, like, how actually, how many people that first album was reaching, so we kind of thought we were kind of starting. We actually felt like it was our first record, you know, because we were growing musically, and we just decided just to call it Leatherwolf. And so now we have two records called Leatherwolf.
You know, I always thought it was unique. You guys had like, the three-guitar-player attack, and did you feel that was something, as a band, that you had to do?
We didn't feel like we need to have three guitar players. I was with this high school Jeff Gayer, and he became a good friend of mine, and he was playing with these guys, Dean and Kerry. And me and Jeff were always talking about starting a band. He goes, "Hey, why don't you just come down and play with us?" At the time, you know, we're listening to, you know, early Iron Maiden and Priest and Scorpions. A lot of that stuff was double tracked and triple tracked with guitars and multi harmonies on it. So, you know, we approached it that way and just started playing all the parts, and it just worked. We found a sound, and we started writing songs, and we utilized three guitar players in ways that, you know, hadn't, I don't want to say have never been done before, but for what was going on at the time, we created our own niche, you know, with the three guitars, and so we found a sound in that, and that kind of became our trademark, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was a good learning experience. We sat on the couch, Jeff's couch, and just for hours and hours and worked out, you know, leads and solos and triples, and it was a new time for all of us, experimenting with harmony and you know, layering guitars. One guy would do a rhythm, the other guy would do a dual, or we'd, you know, switch off and maybe I'll do a triple. So we had just tons of fun experimenting with that and creating that sound. But, you know, looking back on it, we were onto something good. I think we just kind of took it for granted, and I don't think we thought too much about it.
Now, you talked about your solo stuff being different from the Leatherwolf stuff, and, you know, obviously you have metal influences that influences your writing in Leatherwolf, but, you know, what are some non-metal influences? What are some other bands or musicians that really have a big influence on you?
You know, love Leatherwolf, love the energy. I miss that. What I miss out of it is, you know, some soul and some groove and some blues elements. Not taking away from what it is because it's really cool, but there's a bigger part of me that is that soaks that side of music in. So, you know, going back to like even Ray Charles and, you know, Bill Withers and Billy Preston, you know, even the Jackson 5 and just early influences like that. And Led Zeppelin is a huge influence, just, you know, the heaviness and just the all-around musical genres they touch on. It's what really inspires me about them. But it all remains from the same band or artist. Beatles, Lenny Kravitz, you know, stuff, anything that moves you. You know, I even like some of the 70s R&B stuff. And, trying to think of some other influences. Yeah. You know, even early on, Eagles and, you know, Jim Croce and John Denver at an early age, when I was super young, that's kind of, you know, the singer-songwriters in the 70s kind of was the first music I really became aware of as a kid, you know. So those kinds of things. And my influences range pretty wide across from, you know, Priest to John Denver. That's a pretty wide spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this live album, what kind of response have you had to releasing this so far? You know, did you have a lot of really good reviews for it? And, you know, just talk a little bit about putting this album out. And, you know, what kind of really, what do you think of it?
Probably the best sounding, sonically, thing we've ever put out. You know, these songs, you know, Street Ready and the Island stuff was, I thought, was really great songs. Good recordings for the time, but these are more of a modern kind of sounding. It's just tight. It's rawer. It's not so, like, washed out and reverb. It's just, like, it's tight. It's real. It's aggressive and raw. I actually like listening to these versions better than I do the studio tracks. It's for the rawness of it. It's really cool.
You talked a bit about you know, touring here in the States and getting some pretty good responses and people driving for miles. But have you had any offers to go over to Europe and maybe play some shows again?
You know, we keep hearing offers, but nothing seems to you know, pan out. We've done some festivals over there. I think now that this live record's out, probably some things are going to happen over the summer. But you know, unfortunately, I don't have any. You know, those that yet. We're doing it, but you know, we keep hearing offers and talks, but no, you know, nothing ever has panned out lately for us to get over there.
Now, I know you mentioned recording some other tracks for the live album, and you obviously kind of left those off. Would you ever possibly think of recording and bringing out other songs and other live songs down the road?
I think recording some more tracks. I mean, I don't know how we would do that. Maybe releasing another three or, you know, on somewhere. But who knows? It's possible.
What about remastering the older albums? Maybe remastering, reissuing the first three Leatherwolf albums?
You know, that would be cool to just, like, re-record one of the old records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about that, but again, it's the endeavor and jumping in and doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even maybe some of the older albums, maybe remastering them, throwing some bonus tracks on them, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that's always fun to do. Like I said, we just need to get back in the studio and start hashing out some ideas and throwing some things down. Everybody's pretty busy with other projects. You know, Pat's an artist. He goes on these cruises and does these art cruises. Yeah, a bass player, but Pat Guyton, great artist. And so, you know, we all got things going on, but Mother Wolf always kind of seemed to come around. It kind of like never goes away. It's like a bad cold.
You're going to try it.
That's not with Mother Wolf, though.
That's not
yeah, I'm doing some shows across the country with Mitch Perry. We're doing a duo.
Mm-hmm.
Some acoustic duos at the rock and soul thing and the that other one in Denver. Yeah, so yeah, that's what's going on with that. Me and Mitch will be doing, you know, we'll be doing some Leatherwool songs and some MSG tunes and some mob stuff. And we've been writing songs together as well. He's been helping me out with either my solo thing or a mob record. But I really enjoy writing with Mitch. Are you familiar with Mitch Perry?
The name sounds familiar, yes.
He was in MSG with Shanker, and he's been in... he's playing with Lita Ford now.
Okay, that's where I've heard of him from. I heard of him from Michael Schenker Group.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's in Edgar Winter for quite a while. Monster player, super good.
Michael, now, did you think that 30 years later, after starting this band, that you would have people out there still coming out, checking out your music, you know, just kind of seeing, you know, what you guys are doing still? Did you think that many of these recordings and these albums would still be pretty relevant to a lot of people today?
I don't think we thought about too much back in the day. We were just kind of like, you know, we got signed when we were pretty young, and they, you know, Island Records sent us to the Bahamas to make our records, and you know, we kind of just got thrown on this whirlwind, and we were just always kind of just fighting just to stay relevant at the time. I don't think we really were thinking too far in the future, but. You know, did I think I'd still be playing in Leatherwolf 30 years later? Probably not, but I enjoy doing it. It really takes a lot out of me to go do Leatherwolf shows as a singer. Physically draining and emotionally draining to get through the songs and you know, the energy. So I like to like 3 shows a week is a good amount. Last time we went on that gig of that little road trip, we had you know, sometimes there was like 13 nights in a row, and it's pretty draining as, you know, as a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
So I think promoters don't think about, oh yeah, maybe the singer has to sleep once.
I gotcha. Well, you know,
it's all good to be out there. It's great to be in demand and that people actually, you know, pay to come see you, and you know, that's all good. It's great to see, you know, the metal still alive and fans still out there.
Michael, any last words to say to the metal fans out there that are going to be checking out this interview?
Love each other. You know, just check out some of my solo stuff. If you're familiar with me from the Leatherwolf thing and you like what I do, there's a whole other side of me musically that you might dig. You can check out some of the videos on YouTube. You can look under Michael Olivieri Band or M.O.B. You can check out the website, michaeloliverieband.com. A bunch of videos out there. And yeah, there's a new live record out there. It's available, I believe it's on iTunes. You can get it through leatherwolfmetal.com. Yeah, so just that'd be great to support the Wolf and check out the new stuff.
Cool.